The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Greetings in the name of the Lord. This is the Call to Obedience radio ministry, sponsored by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship in Kokomo, Indiana, USA, and I am Pastor Schulze. Today we're going to continue our series of messages on the Gospel of John. Last week I shared with you from John 1, verse 1 and 2, that God is a triune God, that is to say that there is a Father and Son and Holy Spirit in the Godhead. I share with you that Jesus, here in John 1, is called the Word because Jesus is the expression of God. I share with you that Jesus was in the beginning with God. That means He is co-eternal with God. And further, what we get in today is that Jesus was or is the creator of the universe. Now, let us pray. Our Father, we pray for Thy anointing to fall upon this needy servant. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, let me remind you once again to invite your friends who are serious about Bible study to tune in to this program each week as I share with you messages from the Gospel of John. Now let us read our text from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We learn in this third verse that the Word, which is Jesus, is the creator of all things. It says all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Well, praise the Lord. Dear ones, this is so exciting. Once you begin to think about it, every molecule, every cell in your body, every atom of the chair you might be sitting on, every bird in the sky, every drop of water, every planet in the universe, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Every single thing in the universe, from the snowflake to the sun, has Jesus' signature on it. Everything that we can see and feel and touch, my friend, has the image of Christ stamped upon it. This is why the Apostle Paul comes on so strong in his first chapter of his epistle to the Romans when he says that because of the creation having come from Jesus, all creation is pointing to Jesus, that man is without excuse in not worshiping God. Let me read this to you from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Another way of saying this is that God, through Christ, has revealed Himself through nature. Let me read this to you from the Amplified Bible. Paul saying, "For ever since the creation of the world, this invisible nature," His invisible nature and attributes, that is His eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made. So men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification. My friend, you can't run away from Jesus, or you can't run away from God, the Godhead. You recall that Jonah tried to run away from God. God told him to go to Nineveh. But Jonah took another boat in order to go to Tarshish. You can't run away from God. When Jonah got aboard of the ship that was going to Tarshish, every plank of that ship was just as much the creation of God through Jesus Christ as every plank on the ship that went to Nineveh. Every drop of water that ship went through in the ocean on its way to Tarshish was just as much the creation of God's handiwork through Christ Jesus the Lord as were the waters that would take him to Nineveh. You cannot run away from God or from Jesus. You can't run away from His creation. When you touch any physical object, in a sense, you really touch Jesus. Everything, John says, all things were made by Him, by Jesus. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Now another verse we want to pull in at this particular time that complements John 1:3 is Colossians 1:16, where it talks about Jesus, and it says, "For by Him, that is by Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven, that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." The ones which means by Him, by Jesus, all things are held together. And the next verse, to confirm again, this is talking about Jesus, says, "And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have all preeminence." Yes, this is Jesus, the Word. Isn't that great? All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, this is the reason why you cannot put Jesus as a prophet on the shelf with other prophets. There are several religions in the world who will acknowledge that Jesus was a prophet or some great man of God. Even the Jews acknowledge that Jesus was a prophet. So these different religious systems in the world put Jesus along with other great men as they see it on the same shelf, on the same level with Jesus. They say, yes, He is one of them. Friends, John 1 tells us that you can't do that. You see, by the time John wrote his gospel, Hinduism was already an old religion, and so was Buddhism, and so, of course, was Judaism. John, writing now in about 90 AD, when Christianity had spread through most of the civilized world, John is trying to make it very plain, you can't put Jesus on the same level with other great ones in various religious systems. Because Jesus is not on the same level with other prophets. Jesus created all of the other prophets. And by Him only do they live, or did they live, and move, and have their being. Yes, by Him all things were created. These other great ones would never have been there had not Jesus created them, so everything comes from Jesus. Every person's life comes from Jesus. Life itself comes from Jesus. You can't put the Creator on the same level as the created ones. In fact, the created ones must worship and adore and magnify the One who created them. Well, that makes Christianity unique, doesn't it? It puts Christianity in a class by itself. That puts Christianity into a place where all prophets must bow to Jesus Christ the Lord, the Creator of them all. So, Jesus is co-eternal with God. Jesus has created all things. Jesus holds all things together. And Jesus, as we learn in the next verse, is life, and His life is the light of men. Verse 4 reads, "In Him, that is in Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men." Now, I like Martin Luther's translation here of this particular verse, because he says, "In Him was life, and that life was the light of men." My friend, if anything is life, it's Jesus. If anything is life at its best, it's Jesus. If anything is life everlasting, it's Jesus. Whatever has life has received life from Jesus. Whether it's the ant or the caterpillar or an eagle or you and me. For by Him all things were made, and by Him all things are held together. Oh, Jesus holds the whole universe together. Every plant, every atom, every animal. What John is doing beyond what the synoptic writers Matthew, Mark, and Luke are doing is John brings out that Jesus is more than just a Savior. He is more than just a sanctifier. He's more than just a healer. He is a Creator and He is the sustainer of the whole universe. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and we better worship Him as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings in our lives. Yes, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. We ought to thank God every day that we have breath, that we can move our fingers, that we can see with our eyes, and hear with our ears, and taste with our tongues, and walk on our limbs, and think, and rest at night. We owe it all to Jesus. Now, let's dwell a little more on this little phrase here, that Jesus is light. Jesus' life is light. Praise the Lord. You have Jesus, and you have light. You are without Jesus, and you are in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world, and he that followeth him shall not walk in darkness. So if I had to put Christianity in a definition of just two words, I would say, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you come to his rebirth, you come to sanctification, you come to healing, you come to understanding, you come to power over temptation, you come to life everlasting. Following Jesus is walking in the light. Not following Jesus is not walking in the light, it's walking in darkness. Jesus could have said, he that is born again shall not walk in darkness. But no. He says, he that followeth me. Oh, we must be born again. But following Jesus day by day, that keeps us in the light. And then, my friends, we come to the next verse, the fifth verse here, with which I shall close today. It says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus shineth in darkness. Jesus, the light, shineth in the darkness of the world. Spiritually speaking, the whole world is full of darkness. Spiritually speaking, there is no other light in this world except that which is from Jesus. Jesus came into the darkness of this world. He shines in the darkness of Bethlehem. He shined in the darkness of Nazareth. He shined in the darkness of Capernaum. He shone in the darkness of Jerusalem, and he shineth and shineth and shineth on and on, even this very day. It does say, he shineth. The light shineth in the darkness. It's not past tense, it's present tense. So, the shining is going on right now. You say, how can it be that Jesus is still shining today? Well, the answer is that Jesus is now shining through his precious people, because he said to his disciples, to his followers, that ye are the lights of the world. In terms of physics, Jesus is like a big generator that produces the electricity, but you and I, as we follow Jesus, are the light bulbs that bring light into the dark corners of our world. Every Christian who follows Jesus is a light. You can see it on their faces. All the saints of God have a light on their face and a spring in their step. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness, it says, in the King James Version, comprehended it not. But a better translation from the Greek is, the darkness could not put it out. Glory to God. I want you to think of all the things that the devil in hell have thrown upon this light in all the centuries. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ, however, is still shining brightly through his people today. Glory be to his name. Dear one, give your heart to Jesus. Live with him. Live in him. Live for him. And you'll be on the winning side. You have life and light forever. Tune in again next week to this Call to Obedience Worldwide Ministry to hear what God's going to show us about the next verse, which is, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Goodbye now, until then.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.